ASL4 facilities, I have no legitimate scientific or medical purpose at all. They have one purpose, and that is to research, develop, test, use, stockpile offensive biological weapons.
Purely offensive.
Purely offensive, although they try to justify it by saying, oh, we're developing vaccines. Well, that might be true, Alex, but the way this is done is they first DNA genetically engineer the offensive agent to kill people.
We have the Biological Weapons Convention, which the United States initiated, which went into force in 1975, and says you cannot develop or manufacture biological weapons. You can only do research that, in the end, will have a defensive purpose, not an offensive purpose. And so I wonder if these folks thought they might be crossing that line.
For years, if you even brought up the possibility of a U.S.-funded biolab in Ukraine, you were told you were pushing Russian disinformation.
U.S. officials are warning that this new fake narrative about these biolabs could be Russia setting the pretense for an attack of its own.
Well, they're public health labs, mostly, also animal health labs.
Russia has a history also of inventing outright lies like this, which is the suggestion that the United States has a chemical and biological weapons program, or Ukraine does, that they're operating. Russia is the one, is the country that has a chemical and biological weapons program. So the objective was to make clear the inaccuracy of the information, the misinformation they're trying to put out.
Now, until now, evidence regarding the full existence and funding of these laboratories had been knowingly withheld from you, the American people. Many of these U.S. government-funded biolabs are currently or have previously engaged in research using hazardous and highly contagious pathogens, and in some cases included dangerous gain-of-function research with very little visibility or oversight.
And so they tried to deny these were there, but then Victoria Nuland admitted it.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces.
This should be coming from Todd Blanche. It should be coming from somebody at, you know, either some specific part, national security end of DOJ, or maybe it comes from the FBI. Why are we hearing it from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, who does not have a law enforcement mission?
Here at ODNI, I issued new guidance to the intelligence community directing increased collection on these laboratories and facilities overseas. We're learning new details, for example, on clinical trials that are underway at these facilities and that are raising significant ethical, financial, and security concerns regarding the supposed public health initiatives and U.S. national security.
Bio labs funded by the United States of America in places like Ukraine. What's your reaction?
This isn't breaking news. It's great that we finally have confirmation. That's the critical part here. Tulsi, if you'll remember, has been blowing the whistle on this for years, since 2022.
The gain-of-function research that in the case of the Wuhan lab, as well as many others around, many of these other biolabs around the world, was actually U.S. funded.
To call me a treasonous liar was saying, hey, there are U.S. funded, DOD funded biolabs in Ukraine that should be secured because there's a war going on over there. And the last thing we or the world needs is anything going on in those biolabs being unleashed.
They're tacitly admitting, like, yeah, there's a bunch of bad stuff. We're going to tell you what it is, but we're also hoping that that's enough for you, that there's not going to be prosecutions. There's not going to be justice. There's not going to be people who are removed from their offices over this.
It's worse than that. Google, Apple, all of them are still giving money to Wuhan and to all these other bioweapon labs. They're still doing, Bill Gates is still running around behind the scenes. They're still there, active and operating. Fauci openly perjuring himself to Congress. Where are the this is a literal mad scientist, Dr. Frankenstein, running around creating more Frankensteins, and the clock's ticking here. Like she said, this is world-ending.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies, issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Welcome, everyone, to the War Room. Today is June 15th, 2026. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Thank you for joining me. Got to pull my chair up a little bit. And, wow, what a Sunday. What a weekend, actually. We had a lot of crazy videos. We had Sean Strickland getting kicked out of the UFC event. He got snuck in, or somebody let him in, and you can see right there. Well, guys, see if you could go back and just freeze frame it. Let's count the number of police it took to escort Sean Strickland out of that event. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 that we can see in that image. 14 police officers to... No, wait, there's one behind it. It's 15. There's a little guy right behind Sean with glasses, a little bald guy with glasses. 15 officers. Looks like there's probably Secret Service, county, and then regular police to escort a UFC champion. Oh, there's another guy in the shot, too. So we could say nearly 20 officers it takes to remove a guy. Why? Because he criticized Israel in a X post. And for that, he didn't get asked to fight. And then they banned him from the event. And he's literally the middleweight champion right now. He's like the number, usually the middleweights in UFC are the most popular for some reason, the middleweight guys. And there he is being escorted out. He gets put in a paddy wagon. Alex Jones reported last night that he was, arrested, and people were like, no, he's not arrested. When you're put in the back of a van, even if you don't have cuffs on, you're being detained. You're not free to go, okay? Which are the two qualifications for being arrested is, am I being detained? Am I free to go? And they stick him in the back of a paddy wagon. So he's being detained. He's not free to go. He's arrested right there. I love this, though. They even had, I don't know if somebody made this with AI, like if they cut this out or not, but Matt Baker, posted this image right here. Sean Strickland is the champion America deserves. So I don't know if that was an original White House thing that they did this when they were first promoting the UFC White House event. But, there it is. Yeah, he is the guy. This is our champion right now. Right now, he's the guy leading the way. And we have other, we have a lot of people. I have a couple videos. Well, you know what? Let's play this one first. I have an update. This was on the top of my stack, and then it got put on the bottom. But I've got some breaking news on Jamie White's murder. Rodney Hill, the man who murdered Jamie White in cold blood, shooting him through the neck, accepted a 25-year plea deal to avoid trial. I guess, you know, after he saw what happened up in Dallas, he saw that and he's like, wait, well, maybe these juries aren't going to, you know, just because I'm a minority, I'm black, you know, maybe I can't get away with this. But Rodney Hill accepted a 25-year plea deal to avoid trial. Sentencing is scheduled for July 7th. And what this does, when you do a plea deal, or when you accept a settlement, there's no appeal. So he can't come back and go, oh, I want to appeal my conviction. No, there was no conviction. You accepted a deal. So if nothing else, he's at least going to do 12 and a half years, which isn't nearly long enough for taking Jamie away from our organization, from life, and from his family, especially his family. You know, Jamie was a guy who was really coming into himself, you know, working here at InfoWars and just all the things he was into. He was just a great guy. And the fact that we're seeing some justice, and I guess I hosted on last Wednesday when the was Carmelo Anthony trial, and they convicted him, but they hadn't put out the sentencing yet. And I said, you know, I think they're going to give him 8 years just because I've lost a little hope in the justice system. I've lost a little bit of hope in people being held accountable because we just see, you know, our leaders, public servants, getting away with whatever they want. You know, we just played the report, arrest Fauci already. Or that was played earlier today. I was putting everything together and I wasn't watching the John Bowne report, but it was that the arrest Fauci report that we played, crew? That was, yeah. That's what I was messing with my headset and I wasn't listening to it, but I was watching it up on stage or up here from the desk and just watching how these guys get away with whatever they want and we have to just accept it. But now we're seeing, you know, a little bit of accountability, 25 years with, you know, people get off on parole after serving half their sentence. That's not nearly enough for killing somebody. But we are seeing a little bit of justice. And I think after the Carmelo Anthony trial, I think the writing was on the wall for Mr. Hill going, I better accept this plea deal or they might give me 50 years and then I'll have to do 25. So we got one thug off the streets. One murderous, thieving little thug is gone. And our prayers go out to Jamie White's family. And God rest Jamie White. Senator Mitch McConnell was hospitalized on Sunday morning. His office made an announcement without specifying the cause. Obviously, he looks like he's doing terrible. He has these freeze moments where he can't answer questions. And this in 2023, he froze twice and he has suffered multiple falls. He's being confined to a wheelchair. In February, he's hospitalized with flu-like symptoms, probably a fallout of the COVID vaccine. I'm sure he probably listened to his doctor, and his doctor's like, "Look, well, we gotta kill off the old people. So here you go. Take one for the team." But let's go back to the UFC, and another person who's no longer with us, Charlie Kirk. This is his reaction to it, and then I'm going to get to some other reactions from the left, especially Harry Sisson. We'll get to him coming up as well. That's a beautiful shot right there, though. There's a great still of that I had that I just think really captures. Like, it makes you proud to be, at, you know, living in a country that has a lot of freedom. And, you know, you want more. We want more freedom. We don't want less freedom in this country. I'll find that during this video. But here's Charlie Kirk talking about how he was really looking forward to the UFC event. And, you know, seeing it for what it was, a place for Americans to come together and really celebrate how great this country is. You know, the band was playing the military band was playing all the fight songs that the fighters were using to take their entrance. We had the Falcon. We had the jets fly over. Just definitely bread and circuses. And it's on the heels of at least Trump being able to announce there's a peace deal. Which, you know, I think we all know how that's going to go. But here's Charlie Kirk.
It's not all business, and politics doesn't have to be boring. You know, we're going to have fight night next July 4th on the White House lawn. Hey. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Oh, there's something to be said for it. Look, I don't ask for a lot of favors out of the White House. Every so often, I'll ask for something. No. I'm asking for front row seats. I don't think maybe second row. I'll go with. I'll say, hey guys, of all the different things, I want to be at this UFC fight. I'm going to bring my wife. I'm going to kind of call them whatever favor I have to be there, because UFC fight night on the White House lawn to celebrate the 250th birthday. World Cup tickets. That doesn't mean anything. Fight night. That's where I'm calling in the favor.
Yeah, they used to think the Tyson fight was where it's at, all those celebrities looking to be seen. The octagon on the lawn, oh my God, it's going to be a who's who.
It won't be the rumble in the jungle. It'll be something in the swamp. It'll be something to see.
That'll be great. Charlie Kirk, good to see you.
The stomp in the swamp. And there's the falcon. That's the eagle. It's the bald eagle flying in on the falconer's arm. And let me tell you, you got to have a special pair of cojones to have a predatory bird like that with those claws flying right at you going, oh, I'm just going to let you land on my hand. RFK Jr. does that. But here's that picture. I found that. And this is, you know, people just celebrating America and what it is. And, you know, they've had events out on the White House lawn before. And like Alex was saying today, it used to be open to the public. You could go picnic on the White House lawn. But, you know, now we have to have crazy people running everything so we don't get to have fun things like that. And there's the dichotomy of, there's the trans gay event that's going on a couple years ago with Biden where he had, I always forget if it's a trans woman, you're becoming a man, or if it's a trans man, it was a woman becoming a man. Well, this is a man becoming a woman who had fake boobs and like literally undressed herself on the White House grounds. And they took, you know, they had pictures of it and it got put out. And of course, they tried to downplay it. Of course, Karine Jean-Pierre tried to downplay that. And, you know, if that happened anywhere, you know, under any other group, it would have been insane. But here's what I like this. Disgraced propagandist wrote this. UFC event marks solidification of an entirely alternate male-centric culture economy that the modern leftist simply has no answer for at all. Enduril, Monster, Starlink brands on the floor of the octagon sponsor Polymarket bets pop up at interstitials with sponsor MetaThreads, Zuckerberg shaking hands in the audience, each fighter's entrance music, song played live by the U.S. military marching band, blood smeared all over the Bud Light logo, all in the heart of D.C., yet absolutely not one iota of social equity in sight. Total American kulak chud victory. Very impressive. Which contradicts... Well, here's another good meme. there's the lady in the green jacket. I guess it's a lady. I don't know. But screaming the no with Trump. That was the right to bear memes. But I want to go to Harry Sisson, because he put out a video. And then we'll play what really pissed him off. I think we'll show that video first, Harry Sisson's reaction to this, because they were looking for any excuse to flip out about America and just have a, you know, conniption fit. And this gave him that opportunity. Alex Jones posted this morning. And it's Harry Sisson. This is from, I don't know if you guys have it. Are you guys showing me things because you don't have it? If you don't have it, there it is. Okay, you guys do have it. All right. Yeah, here's Harry Sisson's meltdown. Calls for censorship over the Michelle Obama is a man comment. But, you know, obviously he probably would have been like, how could we have bald eagles flying in D.C. without transponders? It would have been anything, any reason. And this was it, which I think it was a good reason for the left to freak out, because yeah, we should boil this controversy up to the front again so we could just keep posting memes about it. And but here's a Fraulein Sisson talking about it.
One of Donald Trump's UFC fighters just screamed Michelle Obama is a man into the microphone after winning his fight at the White House. Just incredibly disgusting.
Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
I am appalled and disgusted like any American out there. Idiots like this shouldn't have a platform to say stuff like this. And the fact that it's taking place at the White House, the People's House, is even worse.
I like his
it's a desecration of
jaw.
The
So there it is. That was today, actually. All right, I think that was today. That was out there when you type in Sisson and UFC, that was the top one. So, you know, and that's the one thing we don't, you know, we don't celebrate our country enough. We think, oh, you know, we're looking for all the bad things and want to complain about. And there's plenty to complain about, and I'll be doing a lot of complaining today. But I'm also, I've got some videos because of this World Cup going on of foreigners traveling around, you know, seeing the country and going, wow, you know, and just marveling at our, not necessarily our excess, but our abundance. You know, when the first Thanksgiving happened, they did it because they had an abundance of food and they were thankful for what they had received. They were thankful for the Indians helping them, you know, grow food. They were thankful they were able to start building a civilization and escape religious persecution. And so I've got some of those videos that I think are really interesting. But let's go. This is what the libtards, the dimtards, did as counter programming. They had Rise Up Sing Out. That's what it was. RiseUpSingOut.com is what they had. I don't even know. Like, how do you find? Let's come up with RiseUpSingOut.com. Okay. So here's Bette Midler, Dimtardian fossil Bette Midler, leading the charge. Here it is.
All you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. Hey there, all you fascists. Let me put you straight. When you come for the rest of us, we'll fight you at the gate and you will lose. You fascists bound to lose. Oh, you fascists bound to lose.
That's our enemy. They can't even do good songs when they try. Yeah, let's hear it again. I mean, where are these fascists at? I don't understand. I mean, was it?
We'll fight you at the gate and you will lose. You fascists bound to lose.
I mean, I guess that's what you get when you get fascism. You get UFC on the White House lawn. So let's look at this. This is actually the clip that caused everybody to freak out. This is Josh Hokett calling Michelle Obama a man after winning at UFC Freedom 250. So first he calls out Trump for having the balls to put on an event like this, and then he calls Michelle Obama a man. So here it is.
And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
You see Joe going, oh, God, I'm going to be couched into this because he didn't know what he was saying right there. See if y'all can find the last frame of Rogan. He's like, oh, God, I'm never going to be able to live this down. Keep going forward on it. Go to the very last one. You can see his face kind of changes. Well, let's go. You know, this is something we've talked about for years. And you can see the smile is starting to creep away. We've talked about it for years. And it was, I think the person who put it on the map was Joan Rivers. Let's go to the Joan Rivers clip. Y'all didn't play this one today, but she was walking in somewhere and she was, she just officiated a gay wedding or something. So she's a liberal, definite liberal. And then she made what she says was a joke, but you know, things in truth are said in jest, as William Shakespeare once wrote. So let's go to the Joan Rivers clip.
News, officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't show it.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a tramp.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
a transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. It's okay.
So, and that clip appeared, and then a few, I don't know if it was a year later or 6 months later, but it was kind of after that. We got an email, and this is actually a few months after she died. Joan Rivers died when she was in surgery, and I think she was getting some plastic surgery done because she was known to do that. And we got an email from somebody who was in the operating room, and this person said, "You know, I got to maintain my anonymity." But he goes, "Something happened in there, and at one point, it was gas or fluid or something. Something ignited from something on her face, and they said fire shot out of her mouth. Like literally, they said a fire breathing dragon. That was the quote. Fire breathing dragon was. And I remember reading that because I got the email and I printed it out and brought it to Alex. I'm like, this is crazy. You got to see this. And that kind of kicked off the whole controversy. But then you have videos like this where it looks like she's adjusting things in her pants, dancing around, something shaking. And so, you know, the jury is out. But, you know, I posted a little bit ago before I came on the air today, and we got time to play this as we go to break. Let's play the Michelle Obama or Big Mike trailer. This is what people were producing 2 years ago.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Starring Terry Crews.
Enjoying the view of my Michael. I mean Michelle.
Not Michelle, it's
Big Mike. And there's clips out there of Obama, like what we just heard, calling Michelle Michael. Michael, he says, at least two different occasions. Do you make that mistake? No, it's not a mistake. I think it's subconscious. It's the subconscious wanting to tell the truth. So, but you never know. See if y'all can find the B-roll of somebody redid that hand for becoming Michelle Obama. I think it was becoming Michael. Anyway, we go out to the tunes of Bette Midler and how we're evil fascists because we just want to have a little bit of freedom.
Put you straight when you come for the rest of us. We'll fight you at the gate and you will lose, you fascist.
We're gonna cut off your son's
plug for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I'd raise that point. I'd say, oh, no, I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff. But I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away. So you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this. For others that don't, iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think someone, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person, and your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grute, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the 2 week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Distinguished guests, and men and women of the finest military in the world. And most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah. Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
What?
All of you have performed extraordinary service to our country.
I walk with my husband Michael and hold hands. It's like a whole new world for me.
What did I just say?
Just walking and holding hands. Something that one of our fellow Americans for years could not do.
My distinguished guests and men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah. Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son, Jack, who's deployed today. All of you have performed extraordinary service to our country.
Hell no!
So, there's a reason this controversy exists. There's some AI. Now, that's AI. We know that. That's all AI. Hoke it really didn't rip off the wig. But it's funny how this controversy, you know, when it rears its head, you get all the, you know, you get the dancing on the Ellen DeGeneres show. You get the coming out of Harvard. You get the Joan Rivers clip. I didn't see anybody showing the Big Mike trailer, though. So I was like, we got to show the Big Mike trailer. Yeah, we got to show people what's up. So now let's get into Iran, because we have some breaking news. This is from AlexJonesLive.com off Kellen McBreen's desk. Trump details Iran deal at G7. No nukes and conditional sanctions relief. The summary is Iran will not have a nuclear weapon under the new deal. But I thought they didn't have a nuclear weapon. But they do, of course. The agreement includes strong policing and enforcement powers. Obama's JCPOA was a horrible deal that led toward a bomb. Past U.S. payments to Iran were a failed bribe attempt. Sanctions relief will only happen if Iran complies with the terms. Iran gets no money or relief just for signing the deal. The deal has been electronically signed by Iran's Jalabaf, according to U.S. officials cited by CNBC. Opening the strait will take time due to mines and expected to increase in traffic in 1 to 2 weeks. Details will be released in 24 to 48 hours. Trump says ships are starting to move through the strait. J.D. Vance begins the optics roadshow. And then there's a 60-day toll-free Hormuz transit as hundreds of ships await reopening. So that's what we have there. But then we have, where did I put them? Here we go. Also from Alex Jones Live, peace at last. If this is the end of the war, Trump still has plenty of work left to do, which we've been saying, and we've had guests on that are saying this is not going to end. And also, Trump wants to end. He got a birthday call from Putin, and he says he wants to end the Ukraine war. And on top of that, oil prices are starting to tumble. They're down around $80 a barrel. Guys, see if you can get a current on that, and we'll post that up there to let people see what the current is. And then Ben-Gvir, 75.10. Wow. I mean, it's tumbled below. Where was it? Guys, go to the 1 month. Let's see what the 1 month is. Click on that. Let's show people the 1 month. Yeah, $100 1 month ago, above $100. So it was like up to $104. Now we're down to $75 in a month. Obvious market manipulation, because the price of oil should not be fluctuating that much. And I'm sure people are making deals on the volatility, especially people who are getting word of these announcements beforehand. They don't seem to be stopping with the insider trading. But here's Ben-Gvir, the number two in Israel, also on Alex Jones Live. Trump's agreement does not bind us. So they don't want to be included in this agreement. They're saying it doesn't bind us. Israel is not subject to the United States. We're an independent sovereign nation. Our duty is to the citizens of Israel, to the soldiers of the IDF, and to the Jewish people. Each time we succumbed to international pressure at the expense of Israeli security, we paid a blood price in interest, especially when they stood down on October 7th. They definitely paid the price. Well, their citizens paid the price. But then we have this ex post from Sulaiman Ahmed breaking. Netanyahu says he does not agree with Trump's Iran deal. He told Trump, we have our own interests. Yeah, their interest is grabbing more land. That's what they want to do. So that's why they don't want to leave Lebanon. They're going to stay up there. And I think we have a video of this, of Netanyahu saying this? Let's roll it. Okay. Yeah, so he says that this agreement was made by the United States, by the President of the United States, and he believes he can achieve both supervision and dismantling of the nuclear program. I said that is his decision. I repeat, that is his decision. He is leading it. Of course, I express my own views in various conversations. And on the other hand, I said that we have our own interests. So we know where this is going. We could tell there's nothing happening on the side of Israel. They're not interested in peace. Here's that video.
אדוני ראש הממשלה, אתם אמרתם שאתם לא מחויבים לסעיף לבנון בהסכם הזה. האם אתם מחויבים להסכם איראן בהסכם הזה?
Again, this agreement was made by the United States, by the President of the United States. He thinks that he can really combine both the demilitarization of Egypt and the cancellation of the nuclear program. And I said it's his decision. I repeat, it's his decision. He is leading this, and I have, of course, expressed my opinion in various conversations. On the other hand, I said that we have our own interests. So it'd be interesting to see what he said after that, if y'all can find what's left after that. And let's go. Here's Trump. This is clip 22. In fact, we'll play 22 and 23 back-to-back because he also trashes Obama, probably blaming him for the original Iran deal where they were sending pallets of money to him. Biden sent billions of dollars to him, and then like right after that, October 7th happened. And less, I think it was less than a year later. And we know Israel was paying Hamas billions of dollars over the years. And they wonder why, oh, it's a big surprise. We got attacked. We've been giving you more money. Who knew? Oh, stop. And what are they doing since then? They're not just, gaining revenge on Hamas. They're grabbing territory. Okay, here you go. You gotta pull that up on full screen. Oh, here you go. He did not want to overthrow the Iranian regime. He said that one of the objectives of the operation was... I did not say that one of the objectives... Yeah, they were calling for regime change the whole time. So it's revisionist history from the Israelis. As usual, I mean, they would just want to do what's going to benefit them and to hell with the rest of the world. And, they got their big... They got their nuclear missiles. You know, Pakistan and the United States... Well, Pakistan was arming the Middle East with nukes, Saudi Arabia, whatnot. We were giving stuff to Israel. We flew the heavy water to Russia back in the 50s from a Montana air base. We flew the components for the Russians to make the bomb. So we're just as responsible for the nuclear proliferation. But I think the idea, this is what I imagine the idea was. I don't know this for a fact, that, if they arm the Russians, we can have this Cold War, which won't be a hot war. And for a while, that kind of worked. It was just small conflicts. It wasn't big fights like what we're seeing now. So it worked for a few years, but, all it did was, at the end of the day, I don't think any of these sides really want peace. They like fighting with each other. But here, let's go to Trump. Here's Trump confirming the Iran memo is all signed. Here it is.
So, Emmanuel has been a special friend of mine. We've had a fantastic relationship. We've worked on many deals together. I'm very happy to signed. The deal's all signed. And the strait is already partially opened. As you know, they're doing a little hunting for a couple of mines that they've already found. But it's essentially ships are starting to go out now. On Friday, it'll be completely opened. We got along very well with Iran. It's a different set of leaders. As you know, the first set is gone. The second set is gone. And we found the third set to be very smart, strong, very smart. But we ended up making a deal. I felt badly that we had to go back on the attack for two nights. And I thought a third, but we made it before that happened. But I think a lot of great things are going to happen in the Middle East right now. And very importantly, the oil is plummeting down and the stock market is shooting up like a rocket today, like record kind of numbers. And the oil has taken its biggest plunge and we're into the low numbers. Not quite back yet, Kevin, to the extent, but we're getting close to the numbers we were before it all started. And the main thing is that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. They fully agreed to that with strong policing powers, and they won't have a nuclear weapon, which is what it was all about, because they probably would have used it if they had it. So we had two big moments when they terminated the JCPOA, that was the Obama deal, the Barack Hussein Obama deal. And when I terminated that, it was very important because it was a road to a nuclear weapon. $1.7 billion was taken out of the banks and given to Iran. And on top of that, tens of billions of dollars was spent. So they tried to bribe them to make a deal. That didn't work. It never works. And we would have done a great job. And hopefully it's going to be a good relationship and we're going to get along. And if we don't, we go back to where we started. But I don't think that's going to be necessary. The Iran deal that we made is going to bring a lot of success to the world because the oil was really clogged up there for a while. He would call me on occasion and say, come on, please, let's go with the oil prices. But the oil is coming way down, so I'm very honored by it. I want to thank you for your help. You know, you've always been a help. And it's an honor to be with you. We had a very good conversation yesterday with President Zelensky.
So there it is on Drudge. Trump makes Iran great again. War for nothing. $300 billion settlement. Secret cash deal. Guys, okay, here we go. Here it is. This is clip 16 we're going to go to. I grabbed the YouTube version of this clip. And this is, you know, if we're going to end the Iran war, this is how we basically have to end it. If you're going to, and that's the problem with most of these wars. You know, they want to go in and drop bombs on people. This is from the Chris Williamson podcast or channel. And he's interviewing DJ Shipley. Basically, he's saying, if you really want to end this, you have to commit everything to it. And, you know, Americans don't want to do that because why we're looking at Iran going, what are we fighting these people for? For Israel? Because that's what it seems. You know, Marco Rubio came out and said, hey, they were going to attack, so we wanted to be the leaders in this, so we decided to attack. But here's DJ Shipley. He's telling them, this is how you have to do it. And we're not going to play all this clip. I'll pull you guys out of it. Well, let's go ahead and run it.
I wonder whether or not the modern world is incompatible with some of the ugly things that need to happen in war.
Mm-hmm. And anybody who's been to Afghanistan, anybody who's been to Iraq or any of the wars, they know. If we really wanted to win that war, we could win it fast. They don't want us to win it fast. I don't know who doesn't.
Tell me more about this. What do you mean?
If you grabbed all the Five Eyes, so US, UK, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, if you just grabbed us and dropped us into Iraq and said you have 6 months to close out the entire thing, could we? 100%. They don't want us to. And I think that's for a bunch of different reasons, but one of them is you don't want to see what that actually looks like. Like, you don't want to watch special operations and all of this, the whole military might push through Fallujah and clear it all out. They don't want to see what clearing Fallujah actually means. Like, when you hear the Marines cleared Fallujah, they don't know what that means.
What does it mean?
They went door to door and killed every single male that was still there. Everybody who's willing to fight, they killed them all. That's how you clear the village.
Hmm.
So they gave them, told them the time, get out by this day. If not, we're pushing through, and anybody who's left to fight, we're going to kill.
Hmm.
And that's what he did. That's how you do it. People don't want to see that. People don't want to live that. They don't want to realize that's a reality. So all your grandfathers were fighting in World War II. I promise you they weren't handing out Hershey kisses and handshakes. It's not what they did. They had flamethrowers, for God's sake. You think they're going to give us a flamethrower now?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
We can't even use Claymore mines. There's a whole bunch of stuff we used to use back in the day, and because it's now, it's too cruel and unusual. Geneva Convention threw it out. A bunch of munitions you can't use, rounds you can't shoot people with, a bunch of different weird stuff.
Is that being adhered to by the other side?
No. No, they're blowing you up. They're doing whatever they want to. Suicide vest on children, like, they do whatever they want to. That makes it very, very hard to fight. So for you, you run in, you're a dad, you're a husband, you're a friend, you're an uncle, little kids all around. You have no idea if they have a suicide vest on now. Are they holding grenades for their father? You have no idea. It really makes you lose trust in people because now you don't know. As soon as you drop your guard, one thing happens. You're like, I'll never let that happen again. Technology advances, you get new pieces of tech, and now you can see through clothing. You can buy down the risk a little bit, but they get very, very smart. See the smart bombs, they try to sneak through TSA all the time. They understand exactly what we're trying to do, and they're trying to counter it every single day.
How frustrating is that as someone whose life's on the line and also is trying to dedicate their career to doing this well?
It's a big cat and mouse game. I move my piece here, you move your piece here.
So you've kind of accepted this as the cost of doing business, that you're going to have to adhere by a set of rules that the other side doesn't have to. You're not allowed to pick the ball up, you have to kick it.
Yes.
But they're allowed to pick it up and run with it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it is. It's like, do you really want us to win, or do you really want us to engage in this 20-year war because of all the technological advancements that are come out of that war?
And that's been going on since we've been fighting wars in the modern era. Korea, we were kicking their butts because they let MacArthur go in and he pushed the North Koreans back into China. And they're like, whoa, we didn't know you were going to go. We didn't know you were going to win this war. We need to spend some military industrial complex dollars. Let's let them come back in. And then, you know, they stopped at, I think it was the 38th parallel. And that's where the DMZ took place. Sort of the same thing that's happening in Russia. I think the Russians could have easily gone in and just overwhelmed the Ukrainians and taken it. The Ukrainians were being, you know, armed by NATO. So they had some backup. But overall, I think Russia could have taken it if they really wanted to. You know, they're the same way. They're like, yeah, maybe we just want to get to the zone that we want. We're just going to hold it, hold that, and we're going to create a DMZ. Because if you think the Russians are going to give up the Donbass at this point, there's no way. That's going to be part of Russia, just like Odessa is. And then in Vietnam, you know, it was send a squad out, get a couple kills, come back in, you know, take the hill, then let the hill get taken. It's never about total winning. Because Americans don't have the stomach for it. Americans don't want it. You know, World War II, they had a stomach for it. And you can see what we did. We went in there. We did a beach landing on D-Day. We used nuclear weapons because we wanted to win the war. This is a video of people escaping from Saigon at the end of the war. They were trying to get the South Vietnamese out. And it was just utter mayhem. Look, they're pushing helicopters off the aircraft carriers because the North Vietnamese were coming. And, you know, Americans didn't have the stomach for this half-assed war over the years, killing over 50,000 Americans. Well, you got to hand it to Spielberg, though. He really did get the D-Day invasion probably the closest anyone's ever gotten it. And these were 18-year-old boys. These weren't 30-year-old men storming the beaches. And the sacrifices they went through. So, you know, that's what's going to have to happen if we're going to get out of Iran. Or you just pack up and you say, we're done. And you do come up with a deal. Maybe they'll stick with the deal. But I don't think Israel's going to stick to the deal. We know that. So next segment, or actually we have our long segment. I'm going to go through these videos celebrating America because I love this country. And I've been to Europe. I've been to Canada. I've seen how, you know, even Western societies are. They don't have freedom of speech. You know, you start filming the police in Austria, and they get really mad. You're not allowed to film the police. They get so mad, they'll come raid your house at midnight or your hotel at midnight. Luckily, they didn't know where I was staying. So they went ahead and just grabbed a Guardian journalist. What's his name? Charlie Skelton. They woke him up. But they were looking for me because I was posting stuff on X of the cops searching our car. And they searched us every time we went through the security perimeter at the Bilderberg. And they're like, you can't film us. I'm like, you're filming me. I'm like, I'm an American. And they don't like it when you say stuff like that. But, you know, in honor of America's 250th birthday, because we are still going strong after 250 years, Bigly, our sponsor at thealexjonesstore.com, has come up with some amazing apparel, some 4th of July apparel that you can order now, get by the 4th of July. 1776 to 2026. They're launching a brand new America 250 apparel at the alexjonesstore.com, built for people who still believe in this country and still want meaningful change. Defund the Deep State is one. There's a 1776 shirt, and they're running 30% off all apparel on the site. So if you've ever wanted to get a shirt or a hat or a hoodie, now's the time to do it. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and you can check out the America 250th 4th of July apparel collection. Plus, you get 30% off all apparel, and they're ending the spring sale. Look at those hats. I like that 1776 with the cross guns right there. Really cool stuff. Check it out. There's tons of designs. You could spend an hour looking at all the designs on the shop right now. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. 30% off all apparel. And when you buy from thealexjonesstore.com, it funds what we're doing here. It funds the rebuilding effort that we're having. You're funding alexjoneslive.com and the writers, the video production, the crews. We're slowly ramping back up. We're going to be starting more shows soon. I'd say within maybe 3 to 4 months, we're going to start something new, and we're going to build off that. We're going to just keep building and build it back up. We're going to build back better. Is that the that was the Dimtard's little slogan. But also, we have 50% off Ultimate Life Force. Talked about it a lot last week. Basically, if you're feeling the effects of the spike protein, this thing has several ingredients that are documented to help you with that, including bromelain, N-acetylcysteine, natokinase, turmeric, and the black pepper extract that works with the turmeric to kind of juice it up a little bit. But all those things help destroy the spike protein, which is attached to the COVID-19/coronavirus. So check it out. 50% off. That's got to be ending soon. I thought they were ending it on Sunday, but I guess they're going to keep it going. 40% off methylene red, atomic defense, methylene blue tincture, methylene blue gummies, MK Ultra, and War Cry smelling salts. 35% off up to on zeolite tincture, creatine powder, CMOS capsules, methylene blue capsules, and up to 30% off iodine, CMOS, Shilajit gummies, and more, including Ultimate Energy and Chill. And don't forget, 30% off all shirts and hats. And the filter system, the water filter system, Alex has been talking about it a lot. He really likes the design of this one. It's got that tabletop, too, that lifts it off the counter. So you could have it pushed back on your counter and still get water out of it. They've sold out, but the pre-orders are happening now, and they expect to ship by the end of July. So get in line for that. They're not going to charge you till they ship it. So get in line for it now. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Duke.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.